the Chippewa County Health Department. You'll remember 2 weeks ago, we had Karen Sankus joining us solo. So since Lana wasn't with us 2 weeks ago, she's flying solo today. Lana Steinhaus joining us from the Chippewa County Health Department. Glad to have you with us. Hi, Lana. How are you doing today?
Good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Now, when we talked to Karen a couple weeks ago, we were talking about, which I thought was, I was fascinated by these the agreement that the health department had with the shipping association to get on the ships and vaccinate the crew members. And I was told by Karen that you actually were one of the people that got on the, one of the ships, right?
I did. It was, well, the whole experience that we've been able to do, help the ships, has just been amazing. I know our staff are very excited about it. They, even now, they're still excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a new experience. But yes, I did get to climb a big ladder to get onto a boat.
Mm-hmm.
That was charity almost had to go it alone when they dropped the ladder and I saw how high up it was.
Were you nervous about that, or?
I guess I must have a slight fear of heights, and probably more the fact you're on a ladder over the water. That was,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a little intimidation there, but
right.
you just trudge forward, go up that ladder, and it was to get on a freighter. You know, you grow up here, so you have that. You see them going through the locks, and then to be able to actually be on one, that was pretty amazing. A couple of years ago now, I had the privilege of being able to actually go into the locks during winter work. So I was at the, you know, you're at the bottom of the lock, which is
mm-hmm.
pretty amazing and awe-inspiring when you're down there. So to be able to actually now go on a freighter.
Sure.
It was a really great experience, and the people were very excited that we were there, and I guess that's really all I can say. It was, for me, one of those things that you never thought you'd get a chance to do.
It's a huge, unique experience. And obviously, as Karen said a couple weeks ago, it really defined public health, you know, and what you guys do at the Chippewa County Health Department.
Yes, it certainly does. I think it's definitely not the norm of
mm-hmm.
what public health does. We go where we need to be, and on the ship is where we had to be at this time. So that's what we're doing.
That's awesome. Now, is that ongoing still? Are you still vaccinating ships as needed as they come through the locks?
Yes, we are. I don't think we have any right now today, but we have been doing them almost daily for the last couple of weeks, actually. So we may be getting close, but again, we also are going to be going into second dose. So
sure.
Some of these ships will be going back. There's a few that did Johnson & Johnson, so we won't, earlier on, so we won't be seeing those ones again.
Mm-hmm.
But those that we had to switch to Moderna during the pause with Johnson & Johnson, we will be seeing them again here. And starting that, I think it starts not this coming first week of May, it might be the second week of May, when we'll actually get back into doing second doses.
Well, and that's another thing that's kind of led up to is that now you're able to use the Johnson & Johnson vaccine again, right?
Yes, we are. And actually, the day on Monday when the state of Michigan authorized us to start using it again, we had immediate phone calls. People are still very interested and do still want Johnson & Johnson, which is good. And so we have our vaccine clinics open for that, and people have been making the phone calls.
That's good. I know we talked about that with Karen. You know, it was such a minimal amount of people. It's like 6 people out of 6 million vaccines that had that adverse reaction to the Johnson & Johnson that I guess we all understood why they took a break from it, just to make sure there weren't any more cases. But it's great that it's, you know, that they've now reinstated the use of it and that people are lining back up to get it. Because, again, for a lot of different cases, we've talked about homeless people and people that are maybe displaced from that, or maybe that, like I said, if you could want to go back and using that for the people that are on the ships that maybe haven't had a vaccine yet or whatever, you can get one and done and with the Johnson & Johnson, and they can be on their way.
And actually, that we do get when we know a ship is coming in, we've already been given the who wants it on the ship, which vaccine they want, and it's still Johnson & Johnson for the most part. There are a few now that, you know, now that Johnson & Johnson's back available, there's still some that want Moderna, but it is, the preferred is the Johnson, because it is a one and done. You can, you know, you may have, as everyone has different reactions to
sure.
different vaccines, you may have a little bit, a couple symptoms, you know, not feel 100% the day after your vaccines. But they, for the, I think especially for like transient populations, for the freighters, these are effective because you vaccinated and you're only doing it one time. And of course, for freighters, you're not having to make a second stop, which, you know, takes time away from business. So.
And I think that the, I don't know if Karen said too, that the, you're using the Johnson & Johnson to try to vaccinate people that were in the Chippewa County jail too, if they hadn't been vaccinated?
Correct. So. Correct. That is, our staff will go in. I actually can't tell you if it's a weekly basis, but as needed, we are going in and bringing Johnson & Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, if someone needs it, they will be vaccinated, and there's no concern about having to come back or be able to get your second dose.
Right, and that's got to make it easier for you guys. You don't have to worry about tracking and making sure that they come back for that that second dose 4 weeks later, right?
Exactly. I think for anybody to even have to remember to come back
sure.
for their...
Right,
it
right.
makes it easier for them as well.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Lana Steinhaus from the Chippewa County Health Department. Lana, do you have our current numbers where we're at right now in Chippewa County?
I do. Our current case count is 2,368. Of those, 2,034 are recovered. We are currently monitoring 70 cases. 32 people have passed away. That number has not changed in the last little while, so that's been a positive.
Mm-hmm.
And 7 are hospitalized. So our numbers are, we are starting to, and I'm sure Karen had mentioned it, we're now starting to come down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We're not as high as we were, where we had some serious spikes there a few weeks ago. We are definitely on the downward trend, and hopefully that will continue. Of course, we can't say that for sure, but we certainly hope to see it. When it comes to vaccines, 13,109 vaccines have actually been administered.
Mm-hmm.
Of those, 8,748 are fully vaccinated. These numbers are from a day ago. We have
right.
not. We didn't get the numbers from yesterday. So the numbers will be higher even at the end of today. So right now, 37.5% have initiated the first round of vaccines. So for overall in Chippewa County, we're doing extremely well.
Good. And I know that now across the state, is it 16 and older can get the vaccine?
It is 16 and older, and we have Pfizer available in conjunction with the hospital. We are working with them, and we are able to provide a Pfizer clinic, and we actually have set up our clinic so that we're not administering the same, you know, different vaccines on the same day. So there are specific days that we're doing, and don't ask me right now off the top because I'll probably give the wrong dates, but we do have a specific Pfizer day. The same thing with Johnson & Johnson and Moderna. So we actually have set up to make it convenient for everybody. And actually, if a parent is interested in having their 16 or 17-year-old vaccinated and aren't able to be here, if they go to our website at chippewahd.com, there's actually the link, and they can sign the permission slip to have their student vaccinated.
And so the 16-year-olds, they only can get the Pfizer. They're not able to get the Johnson & Johnson or the Moderna. That's only 18+, right?
Right. At this time, that's all that can. Pfizer is the only one for 16 and 17-year-olds and up.
And are we seeing more, I mean, not just 16 and 17, but even younger, like 20+, that range, getting vaccinated too? Are they starting to maybe step up and get their vaccines too?
They are. We are seeing more. Again, they are also a group that the ones that can get Johnson & Johnson seem to have an interest in that more so than Moderna and Pfizer. So we are definitely seeing an increase, and it is very nice. I think that, you know, as we've talked about in the past, as months have gone on, people are seeing that the vaccine is safe. So get the vaccine. There are some
right.
perks to it.
Right, for sure. And I thought I saw something that now Lake State is kind of doing making sure that the any student that wants to get vaccinated can before the end of the school year, before I know that they're kind of wrapping up the year and the kids are getting ready to head home for summer. Is that something that the health department's working on with the university?
Well, we do have, yes, they know that they can send their students here. We have other partners too. Bay Mills has been, they've been working with Lake State as well, War Memorial. So there is several different groups that are making sure that there's vaccine available for the students. So it's been a very good, I will say, with Sioux Tribe and Bay Mills, War Memorial, we have had some amazing partnerships over this vaccine distribution.
Well, and the thing that last week it was we had David John on last Monday, and the one, I guess, disturbing thing that he mentioned is that the hospital's sitting on, like, you know, at that point it was sitting on like 3,000 doses of the vaccine and everything, and I'm thinking, my gosh, what do we got to do to get these vaccines in people's arms? You know, it's frustrating that we here seem like we almost have a glut of vaccine where there's people, you know, in other parts of the state, or we always talk about, you know, the people just across the river in Canada who are clamoring to get a vaccine and they can't get the vaccines over in Sioux, Ontario. They're probably looking across the river thinking they hate us because we have so much and nobody wants it, you know, and, you know, I mean, what do we got to do to get people to really want to, you know, I keep saying, if you're on the fence about the vaccine, get off and get your vaccine. What can we do, you know?
Yeah, and we were hoping that as we get close, now that the weather is getting nicer, that we will be able to do we would like to be able to do some drive-through clinics, some outdoor events where they can actually just drive up, fill out the paperwork, and get the vaccine.
Right.
So that may encourage people more, as I said, with, you know, nicer weather, people are out more, they may feel more interested in actually getting the vaccine. So hopefully we'll be able to start doing that. There is a lot of vaccine in our community, between the pharmacy, the Meijer, you know, Rite Aid, Walgreens, all these pharmacies also have the vaccine. There is a lot out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a matter of you can't get it. It's a matter of you have lots of places to choose from. So if the excuse is I can't find a place, that's not a good one anymore.
Yeah, you can't use that here, that's for sure. I mean, again, that one big clinic that they did at the university a few weeks ago, we had people driving up from Lansing and Grand Rapids and Ann Arbor to get shots up here. I mean, it's insane, you know? We definitely have vaccine here. And when I was talking to Dave last week, I said, my concern is that, you know, at some point, that vaccine does have a shelf life, and it's not going to go bad. He said, we're not going to let it go bad. And at some point, if we're not using it, we're going to send it to someplace that's going to use it, and then we're not going to have it when somebody wants it, you know, so.
Well, and that is, you know, eventually what will happen. And there have been other health departments in the UP that have actually requested, please don't send us any more vaccine right now.
Mm-hmm.
We need a pause because we aren't using it. It's not, people are not interested in it at this point. So, or maybe not interested isn't the right word, but we have more than enough. And so keep sending us and we just have no place for it.
Right. Yeah. I guess it's frustrating because again, you know, at some point it's going to flip and people are going to want it and we're not going to have it, you know, and there's going to be a frustration. Well, you had it 6 months ago. Well, yeah. Well, where were you 6 months ago when we had it, you know?
That's when you need to come see us, when we had it. There was a ton of it. So.
Well, and the thing that I was encouraged about, and maybe this will get people off the fence and get their vaccine, is that the CDC just came out with some new guidelines about what people who are fully vaccinated can now do. And they've kind of lifted some of the restrictions that if you are fully vaccinated, here are some of the outdoor things that you can do without a mask, because we all want to get to the point where we don't have to wear these stupid masks anymore, you know, and so you can get outdoors and do some of these things in some larger groups without a mask, right?
You can, and it's, you know, some of them, of course, you'll always get the naysayers that say, well, I was never walking or running with a mask on anyway,
right?
But so putting that one aside, you can now, you can also attend outdoor gatherings with, you know, other people and crowded outdoor events. You can, you know, you can be out in these places. There is some big advantages to inside buildings, you still need to wear a mask. But when you are out in the public now, it does get, if you're not in a, going into a grocery store and you're just out and about and you're with other people, you can actually get away from wearing a mask if you're fully vaccinated. And that means fully vaccinated, which is 2 weeks after your final dose, whether it's Johnson & Johnson or Moderna or Pfizer. So it is a big difference, and there is some advantages. And I even saw that, you know, other countries are going to allow us in if you can prove that you're fully vaccinated. So there is some good things to it, and it's not just talk.
Right. Yeah, and I see, you know, we talked a little bit about Canada because of our proximity to it, but you look at like what's happening over in India. It's just horrible, the stuff that's happening in India right now, and just they called it a COVID tsunami that's going through the country of India right now. It's just terrible, and it's like, you know, I sometimes think that we're so, as a country, so flippant about, you know, the things that we take for granted and stuff, and there's other countries that are just being decimated by this stuff, and it's, you know, we just think that, well, or the United States, it can't happen to us, but boy, it really could, you know, if we let our guard down a little bit, you know?
Well, and I think that is one of the concerns that we see, and is that people, we're all tired of the masks. We're in public health, and we're tired of the masks.
Sure.
And we're tired of, you know, not knowing from one day to the next what guidelines are going to change. But there is a reason for it, and we have seen, you know, a lot of people have died from COVID in the U.S., mm-hmm. and it may not affect you directly, so maybe it's not as important to you. But for those people that have lost loved ones, it's extremely important. And I think that's part of the other side with vaccination. Not everyone can be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on your health situation, you may not be able to be. So get vaccinated for someone else. If you're not, you know, if you're not doing it for you, do it for someone else. Do it for your loved one that may not have survived COVID, or someone you know whose family member is suffering from long-term effects of COVID. And that's,
right.
You know, another side that nobody speaks of. It's not just, oh, well, I didn't die from COVID, or I'm not going to. Well, you may not, but you may have some serious, as a young person even, some serious long-term effects that nobody knows if they resolve themselves.
Right, because I've heard, like, there's people, and I don't know anybody, I do know one person personally who's passed away from COVID. But, I mean, there are some people that have some really long-term bad effects, especially like scarring of their lungs and everything, and they don't know long term how long that's going to affect people's health, right?
And that is exactly the problem. It hasn't been around long enough to know how severe, how long these issues are going to continue with people's health and how it will affect them down the road. So you may be 25 years old or maybe 35 years old and have survived COVID, but yes, now you have damage to your lungs. Is that going to, you know, 15 years down the road, going to show itself in some other way? We don't know that. I mean, I guess you could say that for anything. You don't know what the long-term effects
Sure.
are, but there is definitely something to be said for if you can do everything you can to protect yourself and others around you, and one way to do that is get vaccinated.
And I guess the one thing, and you probably hear it more than I do, Lana, but the big pushback on the vaccine is that people say, well, it hasn't been around long enough. I don't know what, you know, what's in that thing, you know, blah, 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 what the effects are going to be of that. You know, they haven't tested it very long, or there's going to be some really bad side effects of it. You know, I mean, the health department isn't going to stick something in your arm that's going to be bad for you intentionally. I mean, come on. I mean, I don't understand.
No. Of course we're not. Our staff are amazing. They do enjoy giving vaccinations. We have a few that is their passion. And of course, most people don't like to receive the vaccinations, but our nurses do like to give them. And really, our staff, if you're working here, you really do have a strong desire to help the public. That is what we do. Nobody would voluntarily try to harm somebody.
Right.
This is not what we do. We do support the vaccines, and there is research, and they have been doing some of these things for very, you know, some of the background, some of the new methods. I'm not the scientist here, so I don't want to say too much,
sure.
But they are being, there is enough scientific knowledge behind it to say that these are good vaccines.
And there's enough people here in the United States and globally that have gotten it. And again, there's always going to be some side effect somewhere. We saw that with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But the percentage-wise is so minuscule that it's like anything else. It's like there's percentage-wise of people who get killed in car accidents, but that doesn't stop you from getting in your car and going on, you know, driving to work every day, right? So
exactly.
I mean, there's risks in everything we do every day, but you can't not get the vaccine because you're afraid that this one kid here that works at the radio station. He's, Matt. He's like, well, I'm just waiting for the arm to grow out of my chest. You know, when I get them, it's like, I mean, and I know he's joking around about it, but it's like, come on. It's like, it's not. I just don't understand it. I just don't understand why people are like that. You know.
Well, and I do think there is some. There are some people that are just more hesitant by nature, and. Mm-hmm. And it is a very, it will take some time before those particular, the hesitant individuals come forward and say, I see that it is working and there does seem to be it's helping. So I will come and get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And I do want to say about that, one of the other advantages of being vaccinated is that if you are with a positive person, if you have been with a positive person, you do not have to quarantine. So that 14 days, you do not have to quarantine unless you became during that, if all of a sudden you started getting very sick, then yes, of course, we would move you into an isolated situation. But
right.
You can continue to work. So if you, in my case, if, somebody came home and was positive, I would still be able to continue to work, mm-hmm. monitor myself, but I would not have to stop my activities. I wouldn't be put into quarantine. So again, Maybe that's a positive. Maybe that's a negative. I guess it depends on what you want to be able to do.
Right.
So.
Well, I hope that people, as like you said, as things start to warm up a little bit, maybe more people will want to get vaccinated. We've been doing the vaccine now for, it's almost been 6 months now as people started getting vaccinated in December, and we're heading into the month of May. So, maybe now 6 months into it, people will start to getting off the fence. But again, I'm telling you, you know what's going to happen, Lana. People are going to start saying, I want to get the vaccine. And we're going to say, you're going to miss out because this glut that we have isn't going to be here forever.
I agree with you. We can't just keep it. It has a shelf life and we weren't going to waste it. As David John said, no one is going to waste their vaccine.
Sure.
But at some point, we're going to have to distribute it to other places that need it.
Mm-hmm. And other places that are going to use it.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I think he said it has like a shelf life that could stay in the freezer for like 6 months, I think he said. So
I think it's 6 months right off the top. I believe it's 6 months.
Yeah, I think that's what he said last week. So you figure, they're not going to obviously wait till month six to send it out. It's not like, like in your refrigerator at home. Oh, well, this milk's, expired yesterday. I guess I can still drink it, I mean,
there is a difference, yes, yeah. Between, possibly spoiled milk in the fridge, and we will not wait that long.
I would assume that, there's still a couple months on that thing. They're going to start saying, okay, we're going to start sending it downstate or whatever, and our supply is going to start, disappearing. So, and I'm not trying to be like Miss Negative Nelly here, but I mean, if you're thinking about getting it in the next couple of months, get it now before it's too late, because.
Yes. And that we want to keep being able to use the vaccine we have, and we want to continue to see an increase in our numbers, mm-hmm. For the community. It only helps everybody. And we're getting into summer shortly, and well, hopefully shortly.
Hopefully.
Pretty optimistic of me.
Yeah,
but
very,
but we will be having, and from what I was reading, they're saying that, UP campgrounds are already, filling up. Mm-hmm. Sold out for the season. So these are people that are going to be in your community. So mm-hmm. Let's get vaccinated.
And so the other thing, too, is there's still debate on if we're going to have to get a booster shot, whether it's 6 months down the road or a year down the road or whatever. And I would think, too, that if we only have, X number of percentage vaccinated, that they're not going to all of a sudden send us this big, huge glut to get that booster shot, too, right?
I wouldn't think so. No. I guess I can't answer exactly what would happen, but my presumption would be that they aren't going to send us, they aren't going to send us the same amount of as the vaccine we've received. It might be half. It might be, you know, I don't know which number they would pick, but it will be based on when we're out. They'll send us maybe a little bit more, but I don't think we're going to just see this big glut of vaccine like we are right now, or the booster if that comes to pass.
Right, right. Anything else I missed there, Lana?
I don't think so. I just trying to, I mean, I hate to keep talking about the vaccine, but we really want to see people getting vaccinated.
Sure.
And we've tried to make it very simple. They can call 635-3640. Almost immediately get appointments within this week, generally speaking, unless we're moving into, you know, a Thursday, you may not be able to get an appointment until early next week. We also have our website, which you can register online and actually choose your own appointment time, and that's at ChippewaHD.com. So right there on the main page, you can go, you can sign up, choose your own time. The only one that we would have to say if you want, if you're looking for a specific, you want Johnson & Johnson, you will have to call.
Okay. Well, good enough. Well, thanks so much for updating us. We always appreciate the time that you and Karen give us each and every other week to get us update on what's going on. And we'll look forward to continuing doing this here over the next few months. And hopefully, eventually, we can say, hey, we don't need to do any more COVID updates and everything. So we can talk about
We can move on to something more exciting or something different.
Talk about something different that the health department's doing. So, all right.
Exactly.
All right, Lana, have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, Lana Steinhaus from the Chippewa County Health Department joining us here this morning on 1230 WSOO.